Telegram users can now record live stream. A new update brings chat themes and more. Facebook says Wall Street Journal allegations are mischaracterizations, confer false motives. Realme C25Y pre-bookings begin on company site. Samsung Galaxy M52 5G India launch date set for September 28. Amazon shuts 3,000 online stores backed by 600 Chinese brands to fight fake reviews, says a report. Honda Prologue, company targets annual sales of 70,000 electric vehicles in US from 2024. Telegram has announced a major update that will now let users record live streams and video chats on the app itself. The instant messaging platform's latest update also introduces 8 chat themes. Each theme comes with a day and night version and will follow the night mode settings of the app settings. The app has also launched detailed read receipts in groups. Users will also be getting new interactive emoji with full screen effects with the new update. Facebook slammed a Wall Street Journal series of articles about the social media company's platform as containing deliberate mischaracterizations and said the articles conferred egregiously false motives to Facebook's leadership and employees. The Wall Street Journal, citing a review of internal company documents that included research reports, online employee discussions and drafts of presentations to senior management, said that although Facebook researchers have identified the platform's ill effects, the company failed to fix them. The Wall Street Journal articles say that Facebook exempted high-profile users from some or all of its rules, played down the negative effects on young users of its Instagram app, made changes to its algorithm that made the platform angrier, and had a weak response to alarms raised by employees over how the platform is used in developing countries by human traffickers. Realme C25Y is available to pre-order on the official website starting today. The smartphone was launched in India on September 16th and deliveries will begin starting September 27th. Realme's newest smartphone is the first offering in the C series lineup that comes with a 50 megapixel primary sensor. Realme C25Y comes with an octa-core UNISOC T610 SoC paired with 4GB of RAM and up to 128GB of onboard storage. The smartphone competes against the Redmi 10 Prime launched by Xiaomi earlier this month. The Realme C25Y is priced at 10,999 for the 4GB RAM plus 64GB storage variant. The 4GB RAM plus 128GB storage variant is priced at ₹11,999. However, only the latter is available to pre-book on the Realme.com. Samsung Galaxy M52 5G India launch date is set for September 28th. Last week, Amazon had suggested that the new Samsung phone would launch in the country on September 19th. That launch date, however, turned out to be inaccurate. Amazon has now updated its listing with the new launch date for Samsung Galaxy M52 5G. Samsung has also separately confirmed the launch through its social media channels. The smartphone is teased to have triple rear cameras and a slim body. It will come as a successor to the Samsung Galaxy M51 that was launched last year. Amazon has reportedly cracked down on 600 Chinese brands on its platform. The world's largest e-commerce company reportedly said that it had closed about 3,000 merchant accounts that were backed by these brands. The step was taken to fight fake reviews and other policy violations. According to a report by South China Morning Post, Amazon's Asia Global Selling Vice President Cindy Tai told state-owned China Central Television that the company's crackdown on these brands was not a means to target China or any other country. She also suggested that the campaign did not negatively affect the overall growth of Chinese merchants on the online shopping platform. Honda's US unit said on Monday it is targeting initial annual sales of 70,000 for its planned electric Prologue Sport utility vehicle when it goes to market in 2024. Honda plans to add additional electric vehicle model as it aims to have sold a total of 5 lakh electric vehicles in the United States by 2030 and to achieve 100% zero-emission vehicle sales in North America by 2040. It comes as President Joe Biden signed an executive order last month setting a target to make half of all new passenger vehicles sold in 2030 zero-emissions vehicles.